Go Light presents Murder Most Irish.
Everybody, welcome to this week's episode of the podcast, where we won't be doing a true crime because Emma's a lazy bitch.
Emma is a lazy bitch. No, we didn't ask that one actually, so we'll get rid of that one.
And we are doing the Ask My Arse questions that did not get asked at the live show.
To be fair,
we only got through three questions at the live show because we were just fucking firing on all cylinders, lads, and the stories went so well.
So yeah, we decided, because we said to people at the end of the episode that we do, at the end of the show, that we do this, so.
Thank you to everybody that came to the live show.
Lads, we had the absolute fucking best time.
My God, was it incredible. Everybody the amount of people that showed up.
Yeah, and everybody was so lovely and so kind, and I
so supportive. And to the man that interrupted me when I was fucking ragging on Emma's story.
I'd like to say thank you.
I'd like to say you're not invited back.
You are invited back. You're invited to be on the stage. By my side, like, you know that Key & Peele sketch?
The Barack Obama one?
Yeah, he's going to be that for me.
Yeah.
So you're very much invited back, sir. I feel like he was there with somebody.
He was there with Dizzy.
Oh, very good.
Shout out to Dizzy.
But yeah, we
Dizzy, don't bring him again.
Dizzy, bring him and I will keep him a little seat on stage. And I'll say, what did she say? Answer her. But we had a lovely time.
We had such a lovely time. And to everybody that bought merch.
Yeah, like, thank you so much.
Know, also, to everybody that bought merch, to anybody that Craig told that the signatures are photocopied, they are not.
They're not photocopied. I mean, we lost some. They're photocopied.
They're not photocopied.
It's there such a Craig thing to say, though. It's perfection. Signatures.
And also to anybody that wanted a pin that didn't get one at the live show, I actually have some.
Yeah, so if you'd like to buy them, just go to our Instagram and the link is there and we'll send it out to you.
We'll send it out to you.
So you can buy them on the Sum Up
and if you shop. And if you don't live in the UK or Ireland and you live elsewhere and you want to send them to you, just private message me on Twitter or Emma on Instagram and we'll be able to get the price of the postage for you. And I'm sorry if you're in Australia. It's like $22
Mad
or something.
Money it's to insane. Send to Australia. It's absolutely crazy.
So someone bought two pins and they paid like $28 in postage.
Sorry. Like, it is mad money. It really is crazy money. So, but yeah, we actually had so much fun and the people in the venue, the Liberty Hall, were lovely. And the people from Doolittle and Aiken were so nice as well. So thank you so much. Doolittle are the people that run the venue. And then Aiken are the people put on the show. So thank you to absolutely everyone.
Yeah, no, thank you so much. Do people ask him when the next show is? Oh, I don't know.
We don't know. And hopefully we can go other places. Like, people have been asking for Belfast and stuff like that. So we will look into it.
Yes, we're looking into Belfast. We're looking into somewhere in England.
Yes.
Potentially London. If all of you are, like, dead set against London, you need to message us.
Yeah, just tell us where you want to go.
And we may do something in the north if London doesn't suit.
Yeah.
But now forever, I've just opened myself up to it.
Yep, you have.
Having people be like, come here. We can go, like, we'll probably do one or two venues in
the UK.
Yeah.
Like, if we could do, like, somewhere like Manchester, I think would be fun as well.
Yes.
So, like, Manchester, London, or Liverpool, or, like, wherever
Liverpool! We hate the sun.
But I don't want... The thing about London is it's so expensive.
And that is
but I say that, and I'm like, Dublin!
Yeah.
But it is, like, I know it's quite... Like, trains are very expensive in the UK. Like, you can get a train from Cork to Dublin for, like, 35 quid.
Yeah.
I got a train from Edinburgh to London and it was nearly €170.
I got a train...
Like, it's crazy
from
money.
Leeds to London it cost... 200.
Yeah, no, it's insane.
And £50.
It's absolutely crazy. So we understand that not everybody will have the kind of opportunity to do that. So we just don't want to leave anybody out. But listen, we'll figure it out.
Yes, we'll figure it out. Send as we go along. In where you want us to play. If you could just send in like an area, and then what we'll do is we'll put it all together, and then you know the area that kind of has the most, we'll probably go there because it's the least impactful in terms of like costing people money. So yeah, no, we just, people who came to the live show, you're just you. Amazing. We the just couple had, that came from Massachusetts.
I know, it's crazy.
Get people a life.
From, people came from the UK, people got like, so thank you like, very, very yeah, no, much.
We genuinely
I think there's people
it.
There from Germany, as far as I know.
Also, I want to change my answer to the question about the podcast. They were like, if you could appear on a podcast, which one would it be?
Oh.
It'd be Maintenance Phase.
Oh, Maintenance Phase is great.
Yeah.
But I would be very intimidated by Aubrey and Michael because they're both very smart and they know exactly what they're talking about. So my fear would be I'd go on and be like, I don't know what I'm saying.
I just would like to meet them.
I'd like to meet them.
And I love Aubrey. I love the sound of Michael's voice.
He has a great voice. This is not an insult. He has a great voice for radio. Like, you know, there's other to say a great voice for radio. But he does. He has, like, he sounds so good.
And he, like, I love listening to him.
Yeah.
And learning things
He's
from
so
him.
He's so good. And I also love that, you know, people initially when he was on Maintenance Phase were like, why have you got a cis man, straight, skinny, not cis, cis gay, skinny man on the show when it's mainly about, like, it is Maintenance Phase, that what it is about your set point on your weight, but like to listen to him talking about his mom, you can hear it in his voice that he's like, she just hated herself, and I was watching her growing up hating herself and believing all these things that the diet industry was telling her and believing all these things that, like, you know, Weight Watchers was telling her and all these stuff. So it's just nice that he's able to be like, it's kind of for his mom in a way.
Yeah.
Like, none of that's true and you're not bad and you're not wrong and you didn't do anything wrong. So I really like Michael, and Aubrey is amazing, and her documentary, hold on 1 second, I'll get you the name of the documentary. It's screening in various theatres. It's
Is it on the Lighthouse?
It was ages ago. It's on it wasn't in the IFI. It's on limited release. But let me just see. Aubrey Gordon. Her movie, her documentary is called Your Fat Friend. So I think she's still doing a tour, press tour for it. So I'd say it's not available yet, but I'm sure when that press tour is finished, she'll be able to get it on, like, on demand or whatever. So Aubrey's amazing. I love Aubrey. I remember Aubrey when she first started on Twitter. And she was like revolutionary on Twitter. People were absolutely horrible to her. Awful, 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 awful to her. But she did give a lot of fat people a voice. You were like, I don't think it's fair that I'm being treated like this. And I don't think it's fair that I'm being made feel like crap about myself because of the size of my body. So, yeah, Aubrey's awesome. I love Aubrey.
So, yeah. How was your week? Only Monday.
Last week, you mean. How was last week? Grant, I did fuck all. We did the live show.
You went to sleep?
Sleep.
You got sick, but.
I got food poisoning.
And you weren't well the next day after the show.
No. I got food poisoning from Eddie Rockets. I won't say where because they might sue me. But I got food poisoning. I ordered a hot dog for the first time probably ever that I've gone somewhere and be like, because I always get a burger.
Yeah.
I'm tired too, dude. I always get a burger and I got the fucking worst food poisoning that was coming out both ends. Like lava.
Nothing worse.
Oh man, it was horrible. Awful. And then I was trying to eat because I had nothing on my stomach.
How do you throw up and shit at the same time in this apartment?
My toilet's there, my sink's right there.
Oh, you can reach?
Mm-hmm, I can reach.
They're real questions, Pete.
They are, it's a fair question. It's an absolute fair question. Like, I should get a vomit bowl.
I used to have a vomit bowl.
Like a vomit bucket.
Like a big, it's disgusting.
Like people with a shit knife.
Jesus Christ. Any housekeeping?
I do have a housekeeping. No, I have no housekeeping. Absolutely zero. Nothing is going on. Nothing wild or exciting.
Child.
Do you think?
No, but I would like to say a big shout out to Rohit that drove me and Emma into the into the live show.
Rohit, what a guy.
Rohit was playing bops.
He was playing bops after bops after
and then
bops.
When I was like, I'm loving the bops, he was like, I could see him change, skip song, and then he'd look at me to be like, is she into it?
He said to you, you know what, the, can you, what did he say? Can you translate this? And we were like, no, Rohit.
I don't speak
Arabic. Like, we didn't know what was going on, but they were bops.
They were bops.
We love Rohit.
He also had a picture of himself in the front of the car.
Okay.
And you know that, like, that blue and red, like, Barack Obama?
Oh, yeah.
So that as, like, the overlay, and then he had goat in blue written above it.
He is the goat.
Yes. And I was like, I love this man's confidence.
He also had this app that I didn't know existed.
It Waze.
Waze, is that what it's called?
Yeah, that's what it's called. Waze is a sat-nav app that tells you where all the police and the
POCO. I didn't know that was even
a
thing.
And the, like, speed cameras.
So, like, another user just goes police here and then everybody knows
and
police
speed
there.
Camera here and it comes up on the system and tells you.
Yeah, because Flavio was with us and he was like, yeah, that's huge in Brazil. I was like, yeah, of course it is. No offense.
It's huge in England.
No offense to any Brazilians, but that sounds like a very Brazilian thing.
Yeah, and I know Rachel, who I used to work with, she used it. But she's like a real speed demon.
Oh, really?
Oh. I gave her a lend in my car and she got me a speeding ticket.
Stop.
Yeah, I transferred it to her, but I was like, Rachel!
Barreling down the road.
Yeah.
No. But yeah, I have nothing else. Do you have anything else?
No,
the two of us are very tired.
I just, big thank you to everybody that came. Big amazing. Thank you to everybody that's like joined the Patreon or a fan of the Patreon. Patreon this week is a drive episode.
Yes.
And we talk about Ozempic.
We do.
And we talk about the live show.
We do.
And we talk about politics in Israel.
We do.
And I think that's all we talked about.
A shout out to everybody that's still sharing as much information as they can about Palestine. I don't think you need us to keep telling you how awful everything is, but everything is awful. Just making your voice heard is enough, because we can't do anything else. Oh, do you want me to say it? Absolutely nothing to talk about. Nothing has happened.
I bought loads of clothes.
Sarah got lovely clothes. Sarah bought a little Disturbia haul.
I will do a haul.
We'll do it for the Patreon though.
Yeah, I'll do a haul for the Patreon.
Okay, Sarah will do a little haul for the
and
Patreon.
And I've got a ring light and everything.
Yeah, Sarah will do a little haul, a haul malal for the Patreon. I love hauls. I watch hauls all the time.
I will do a haul. I'm going to do a haul for the Patreon.
I don't watch the Shein ones because I'm like, okay, this. But I'll watch people that get like from very specific places. Like
the Shein
really cool
ones
places.
I do watch, but sometimes I feel like there's one like Instagrammer or YouTuber, whatever, that, and she always does a Shein haul. And I'm like, that material is so see-through.
It's the truth. And it's also garbage. Like I always see them doing the hauls and then they're like, unfortunately one wash with Shein and your shit is fucked. Like it's just crappy material. But I love watching people who find like weird brands.
Yes.
Like kind of unique brands where they're like, this is a brand out of blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, they love this.
Do you know what other one I hate? The Abercrombie and Finch one.
People do hauls of those?
Yeah. So they're like really leaning into the plus size type thing.
Oh, are they?
Yes.
Oh, because most people are pulling back from that now, which is deeply frustrating.
Is that Abercrombie? Yeah, it is. And they've done like a big like denim line.
Oh, really?
But I'm telling you now, there's a girl I follow and she's clearly getting like paid.
Okay. Yeah, they're a lot of them.
These
are.
Jeans.
Are they horrific?
Look, like the crotch on them is so long.
Oh,
and she was like, the great thing is that you get an extra 2 inches from like on the waist to the hip. And I'm like, why? Fat people aren't any like fucking longer.
This is Abercrombie and Fitch, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. And she's always, and then what's the other one? Anthropology.
Oh, people, Anthropology and Free People.
Yeah.
Are really good. Actually, if anybody is plus size and they're looking for clothes that are made for straight size people, but you want them in plus size, just buy from Free People, because everything is oversized.
Yeah, yeah.
So just buy from Free People.
And Monkey can be like that too.
Yeah, Free People are fucking great for that. Like, you'll get actual decent clothes.
Monkey can be quite like that. And sometimes H&M. But I bought some stuff off Zara recently.
Yeah.
That fit me really well. But yeah, people like Anthropology. But Anthropology is like €237 for a plus size dress.
It's crazy.
And then you've got, you know, that one like lady that I was like, that's the lady that lost all the weight in Ozempic. And
yes.
Now she always has discount codes and relationships with Anthropology.
Yeah.
And I understand because this is what they're doing for a living.
Mm-hmm.
But like, can you not look at like, because I can't afford to shop in Anthropology.
No, that's crazy. That's absolutely
I can't
crazy.
Afford, like the way I shopped in Disturbia this week, and you know me, I do shop
once
every 2 years.
I get a load of clothes.
Right? I couldn't possibly, as a plus size person, do that in Anthropology.
But that would have been like one item. For what you paid for, maybe it would have been 1.5 items.
Yeah.
But the clothes, sometimes it's so out of touch.
Yes.
And I think also it's really dangerous because I've noticed a lot of very young people doing these like clothing hauls where they're like, I got my Loewe dress. You're 22. How
it's
did
so
you afford
unrealistic.
A 2 grand Loewe
but
dress?
But apparently those like
they're all in credit card debt, Sarah J.
Massive
they're
credit card
debt. They're in fucking
debt.
Massive credit cards. What they do is they try it on and they send
the
it back. Like just there's this one girl, she pops up on my feed every now and again. I'd say she's about 22, 23. Buying like fucking like this season Loewe stuff, like these dresses that are like $2,500 to $6,000, and everybody in the comments is like, how are you affording this? And she's just ignoring it. I'm like, A, she either has really rich parents, or B, she is in
massive
amounts
debt.
Of credit card debt, because nobody can afford that now.
Like, I bought those Prada shoes that? Actually, this is really funny and I didn't tell anybody on the podcast, but Emma is privy to it. I went to France, and when I was coming back through Paris airport to Charles de Gaulle, They've like a duty free like section, and it's, they've got everything. They've got Chanel, they've got Prada, they've got Gucci, they've got every designer, because obviously it's Paris. And I had been wanting those Prada shoes for the longest time, and I was like to Emma, I think I'm gonna do it. And Emma was like, do it. Anyway, went in, bought the shoes. The lady was like so nice and helpful. They think I'm a wealthy person now.
Yeah, they're texting you.
The Prada people keep sending me WhatsApp messages, and they're like, hey SJ, we got these pieces in today and we taught you. I can keep them aside if you want to pop in.
You're, I said, like, sure.
No, I literally, like, I sent her a message back and I was like, honey, I was cosplaying being rich.
Yeah, it's like that one purchase you get where you're like, that's it now.
Yeah.
That does not mean that I have money. Like,
I'm,
I bought,
I'll
that,
tell you.
I bought that set from Manoush when I got my redundancy package. Yeah. It was like €1,000. And I was like, they emailed me, and I'm like, girl, delete. I don't have any money.
Yeah.
This was, as I always say, it's not that we have money, it's that we make bad financial choices.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of people. Like, you see people walking around with Gucci runners and stuff like that. It's not that they have a lot of money, it's just they made a bad financial choice. Yeah. Now they have a pair of £600 runners that they have to wear a lot because they paid that much money for it.
And I tell you, those Prada shoes get treated.
Yeah, like a queen.
Emma, they get carted. I wear them.
Yeah.
And then I put them back in the box.
Put them back in the...
And I put the tissue.
Yeah, put them back in the dust bag.
Dust bag.
It's like, keep all my dust bags. Yeah.
And I'm like, there you go now. You're back in your little safe
home.
But
that's the thing. It's like, you know, there's people that can go out every season and buy up the brand. Like, but it's not... Not everybody can do that. And like, we're not sitting here singing poverty either, because like, you bought a pair of £800 of shoes. But like, it is a thing where it's a one-off.
It's a one-off.
It's fully one-off.
The shop assistant sent me back a message lolling.
Really?
Because I was like, honey, I was cosplaying.
There was a lot of cosplay going on in France.
Like,
but yeah, it is.
I was walking around in those Chanel sunglasses.
It is where that trend of, like, you know, very young people paying that much money for clothing is really, really worrying.
Yeah.
Because it's just credit card debt.
Oh, yeah.
Just credit card debt. Like, they're fucked. They're up to their eyeballs. So I'd say in the next couple of years, you're going to see people being like
I bought
this
that.
Is a story about how I'm in credit card debt.
How I'm in credit card debt because I wanted to be an influencer.
Yeah.
Hey, Colin, tell us about the Patreon.
Sure thing, Lily Pops. Hey there, MMI fans. It's me, Colin, and do I have news for you. It's all going down over at www.patreon.com/murdermostirish, where we've totally revamped our Patreon offering for you mega fans. That's right. Now all of your favorite Patreon stuff can be found in one place as we bring you our MMI Super Show exclusively for Patreon, featuring all the usual banter and chat between Emma and Sarah Jane, plus me thrown into the bargain, along with Lily's Tales, Maximilian's Bell Bag, and some surprises along the way. But that's not all. Every single week, due to popular demand, we will be bringing you a full-length story, whether it be Miscellaneous Most Irish for those cases that just don't fit on the main show, Murder Most International for those cases you guys have been crying out for, or even Music Most Awesome, where we talk about our favorite albums. But wait, there's even more. How about MMI Drive, the fan favorite podcast show where Emma and Sarah Jane drive around Dublin talking about all sorts of shite, plus our monthly Ask Me Our segment where you get to pick the brains of the girls and maybe even ask me a question or two. So what are you waiting for? Come on over to www.patreon.com/murdermostirish and join in the fun for only €6 a month.
Give my mammy €6.
Bye bye. So, as Sarah Jane was saying earlier, this week we're going to ask the remaining questions from Ask My Arse that we did in the Liberty Theatre.
Liberty Hall Theatre.
We only got to ask three because we ran out of time. So I'm going to ask some to Sarah Jane. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Quick fire.
Deke Hogan said, random question. If you had a time machine, would you go to the past or the future, and what would you do there? Would you go to the past or the future, and what would you do there?
Part of me would go to the past.
Okay.
And buy a shit ton of Bitcoin.
Shit ton of Apple shares.
Apple shares, Netflix.
Yeah.
Netflix when they started that DVD delivery. And I do nothing for the betterment of humanity.
I love that. Love that for you. I personally would go back and fix the problem in the Middle East, but Sarah Jane would buy Netflix. So
I'd punch
Netanyahu in the tits.
Face. And tell him to stay in Poland.
Yeah.
Isn't that where he's from?
Get your ass back to Poland.
Yeah. Isn't that man? That man is from fucking Poland.
And Netanyahu's not his real name either. It's totally different. She's just made up that name.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, fuck that guy.
But
do you not worry about fucking shit up for the future?
So that's why I wouldn't do anything other than the investment piece. Yeah. I go back and be like, I want to buy fucking $2,000 worth of Bitcoin
yeah.
at the very beginning.
Yeah.
And then, like, whatever of, like, Apple... well, Apple and Netflix are not the same time zone. Like, Apple at that point is huge. And, yeah, then I just come back and be rich.
That's a good idea.
And I give you all money.
Well, thanks.
Yeah. And I wouldn't tell anybody about the time machine for fear.
No, you can't tell anybody about the time
changes
machine. Yeah,
of the butterfly effect.
You've got to keep the time machine...
I don't believe in the butterfly effect, but...
I don't know what I believe in anymore. There we go.
Anyway, go on. What would you do?
Past. I was going to say something really depressing there, but I won't say it.
Go on.
I was going to say stop my mum marrying my dad.
Aww.
I don't really care that I wouldn't be born. Maybe she would have had a nice life. That's honestly what I would do.
Oh, that's lovely.
Or, as you said, buy loads of shares and shit and be like, hello.
But if your mom didn't marry your dad, you'd still be here because you're already here.
Oh, that's true. But if my mom didn't marry my dad, she wouldn't. If I stopped that, she wouldn't have had sex with my dad.
I know, but
and then it would have been a Back to the Future moment where my picture was disappearing.
No, that's not a thing. That's why I don't believe in the butterfly effect.
Because it's Back to the Future.
Yeah, because that's not a thing. Stephen Hawking said that, like, essentially, the butterfly effect's not a thing. It's like there's like different levels of like time at the same time.
Was this before or after the orgy?
This was during the orgy.
During the orgy,
and
okay, cool.
He was doing the cocaine.
Clarity,
the
full clarity yeah. during the orgy.
And I was in the middle of it all.
I would go back to the Stephen Hawking's orgy and just
film it.
Because nobody believe you unless you had video footage of it.
All right, those gifts. Those
so
gifts.
Funny as fuck. The one where the guy comes through the window in the McDonald's. Kills me.
Those gifts are like my favourite thing about that
time.
You know,
time. Sometimes I hate the internet, and then when something like that happens, the internet is
the best.
Like when the Queen died.
Yeah.
That Mr. Blobby video when the Queen died is the funniest thing I've ever seen. And then everyone was getting really mad, and I was like, this is hilarious.
Nice.
Dee, thank you very much for your question. Clee the Great said, Barrys or lions?
Barrys.
No, man. Lions.
Barrys.
I'm lions all the way.
I'm Barry's all the way.
Yeah, my family are Barry's. My family are a Barry's family. I'm a lions gal.
Graham is a lions boy.
Yeah. But like I drink your tea. I love the tea in your house.
Mm.
It's delicious. And my mum only buys Barry's tea.
Yeah, Graham's always like, buy lions.
I'm when
like,
I was
no.
young, I used to have a friend and her mum used to buy. Remember Punjabi tea?
Yes.
Tar.
Yeah.
Drinking tar. Like,
remember Tetley's?
Tetley's. When I was over in Edinburgh, I used to get Tetley's. Because I can't get Barry's or lions. So you have to drink Tetley's tea.
What do you mean?
Oh, there was a piece of sauce on my fingernails. So I licked it off.
You fucking filthy bitch.
What was I meant to do with it?
Wash your hands.
My hands are clean.
What's that?
How dare you?
Lying to Matilda. Hands. Chew your food, you animal. I say that to Graham at least once a week.
So yeah, Sarah's Barry's, I'm lions.
That's the divide now.
Let's call the whole thing off.
This is the beginning of our Middle East.
It's the beginning of the end.
Yeah, I can't. I have to try and convert you.
To Barry's?
Yeah.
Oh, I drink Barry's. Here's the thing. I don't have beef with Barry's. I like Barry's. I would drink Barry's. What I also love, in Tullamore, in the hospital, there's a van outside that you would love.
Oh, really?
Because they make the most delicious toasted sandwiches.
Oh.
So good. When you go up and you go, can I have a cup of tea? They go, would you like Barry's or Lion's? Never been asked that before in my life. In any establishment I've ever gone into, they give you a choice between Barry's and Lion's tea.
Did I ever tell you about my business idea for the airport?
We had this idea outside a taxi rank. What was it?
Yeah. This is... I tell you now, I can make
don't
some
tell
money.
Them.
Someone will do it.
Yeah, don't take your idea.
Yeah, but I'm never going to do it. What I don't have any money.
I can't remember what was it.
Actually, if I could go back in time, back to the other question, I would start, and I would do
would
this
start
business.
This specific business.
So, my business is a little silver, like, Winnebago.
Yes.
Right? And in that Winnebago, I only make...
I know what this is, yeah.
Crisp sandwiches.
With Brennan's bread.
With Brennan's white bread.
And Dairy Gold.
And Dairy Gold butter.
Kerrygold
butter. And there is no... It's not the fucking spreadable.
You just... It's the shit in the silver, the foil.
Yeah.
That maybe it might rip your bread to shreds. We don't know.
And from a catering point of view, your sandwich is going to cost €8.
Yep.
Because that butter is expensive.
Expensive.
And then it's... You can have Barry's or Lion's. And that's it. They're your options.
I used to work with a guy, Dave was his name, and he had this idea for a late night truck, kind of similar to yours, but all it sold was crisp sandwiches, but not just that. You could get any crisps you wanted on a sandwich, and that's all he sold.
Yeah.
And I was like, you would make a fortune.
Mine was coming out of fucking the hose zone in Leixlip in 2006.
You were like, I'd fucking
and there was a van outside selling meanies. On fresh white bread. And it can't be any other bread other than
Brennan's.
Because the bread is Brennan's. Like just the perfect consistency.
Today's bread today. Come on. Brennan's bread is fucking crack cocaine.
Crack cocaine. That shit is delicious. I love when Americans move to Ireland and they're on TikTok being like, bread in America is not bread.
It's not bread, it's cake. Yeah. You're eating cake, yeah. This is actual They're bread. Like,
bread in America is not bread. And I don't know what it is, but the bread goes off here real quick. Yeah, it's fresh.
It's not fresh full
bread.
Of additives.
It's not full of, it's just bread. They haven't
put fucking corn syrup in it. Yeah. It's bread. No, Brennan's is fucking savage bread. Oh. Like, imagine coming back for it. Imagine you were away. Imagine you're in the United States for like 2 weeks and you got off that plane.
Oh.
And there was a fucking truck selling Brennan's bread with like King Crisps or Tato if that takes your fancy and a cup of tea.
And then the one beside it I'd make.
I'd shit my pants.
Toast.
Fucking toast.
And on the toast you can, there's like categories of like how toasted.
How toasted do you want it to be?
And do you want the heel? If you want the heel.
I love the heel.
Yeah. And if with when you're eating heel, extra butter.
Extra butter. I went through a manic stage at one point and really wanted one of those toasters with the screen on the front of it.
Apparently they're not that great.
Yeah, apparently they're shit. I really wanted one and I was like, that's the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Flavio would buy that.
I would buy that. Yeah, me and Flavio would have.
You would actually absolutely.
And I'd be like, Flavio, do you make a bagel in here? And he'd be like, yeah. Anyway, I love that question was about tea.
Okay, thank you so much. Mad Mike 9992. Love name. Cork 2024. Last time was brilliant.
Aww.
Yes, we will definitely do Cork again. 100%. Last time was actually great crack.
Sorry, I have to take my medication.
Go for it, dude.
Fucking rattling.
We just got news. Trump wins Colorado ballot disqualification case at US Supreme Court, which we all knew was going to happen anyway. So, but yes, definitely we're going to come back to Cork. Cork was the best crack. Did you have a good time in Cork?
I had a great time in Cork.
And we got to hang out with my sister and stuff, so it was really, really
nice. Yeah, no, I had a lovely time. And she made us lovely food.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to that lovely restaurant for lunch.
Fuck, I can't remember the name for now. Mad Mike, we will be back.
Yes, we will.
Freya McBride, great name.
What a good
favorite
name.
Breakfast place in town? Need recommendations?
Oh, Slice.
Metro Cafe or Metro. Slice? Metro Cafe. Go to the Metro Cafe. Order the buttermilk pancakes with bacon.
And
the
honey butter.
Just live your life. It's the greatest thing I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, no, it's
and
amazing.
And a cup on tea.
Cup on tea.
You can't beat it.
Slice is really good. Mother Hubbard's is really good if you're a vegetarian. Yeah, they do a good veggie breakfast.
Where else is nice in town for breakfast? I always just go to Metro Cafe. It's like the place I gravitate towards when I'm in town.
The thing about Metro Cafe is they do breakfast all day.
You do, yeah.
So Metro Cafe, Slice is not in town since Stony Batter.
Goose on the Loose, which is up on Bishop Square. They do really good food up there.
Yeah,
really,
that's a nice really place. Yummy. It's not in town. But that Baba place in Chapel Lizard.
Oh yeah, remember that's delicious.
We went there before we were getting our vaccine.
That was fucking beautiful. Yeah,
we were getting our vaccines. We're getting tested.
Yeah, it's absolutely gorgeous up there. But if you are in town, go to the Metro Cafe because honestly, it's a tight squeeze. It's not the most comfortable place on earth.
No,
but the food is fucking beautiful.
My Metro.
BZ Ruth said, "What's your quotations? You've asked me too many times. What's for dinner? Dinner? Because you know 3 year olds giving up a crave."
So now I'm like, we're just having this.
Yeah. It's like, if he's, what's the one thing, if you were like, he's like, what we have for dinner? You're like,
oh! I'll be like, roast chicken.
That's a good one.
It'd be roast chicken.
That's a really good one.
Baby potatoes, parboiled and then thrown in the oven.
With garlic and olive oil.
Then
and
I usually take them out and crack them, like essentially squash them. And I throw in some pancetta.
Pancetta.
And then it's a salad.
Delicious.
That's my, if Graham's like, but that sounds like you get a lot. Honestly, if it's like, where you know what, you can fuck yourself, go fuck yourself. And why'd you keep asking me? It would be like, noodles.
Noodles.
And noodles is a good one. And frozen gyoza.
Yeah, that I think noodles for me would definitely be the one as well. It's just easy and it's like, I don't care about this and I don't have to think.
It's nothing worse. Graham rolls over in the morning. What are we going to have for dinner?
Like my mother does that when we're eating breakfast. I'm like,
I told you when I got in the car today when we were going to the live show. he got up in the morning and he honestly the day before told me 8 times about the day, the next day, and he was like, so what time are you going at? And you're going at this time, and then I'll get back at this time, I'll pick up Lily, then I'll get your dad, then we'll have something to eat, and then we'll get the bus at this time. He woke up the morning of the show and he was like, hey, and
was he like chanting it?
And he just went, so I'll, and I went, so you'll shut the fuck up. And he just went, no, you're right. I was like, Graham.
Is it like he just has to keep reminding himself?
Yeah, because he's like got a fucking anxiety disorder and clearly. He is not on any medication for it.
Clearly. Man.
Anyway, if he's right, doing that thing, it'd probably be the roast chicken. If it's really pissed me off, it'd be fucking noodles.
Beezy, Ruth, thank you so much. Aisling Four said, go to alcoholic drink. We're both the same.
Jameson ginger ale and lime.
Yeah. Or if we're like looking for cocktails, it's usually frozen strawberry daiquiri.
Oh, frozen strawberry daiquiri. Mm. Oh, where were we? And I got, and it kept giving me brain freeze, but I couldn't stop drinking it.
Don't remember.
We were with Megan.
Were we in fucking that place over in...
Oh my god, it was that place over. I don't know where we were, but anyway, that was really
frozen
nice.
Frozen strawberry daiquiri, or I love a whiskey sour. And one of my favourite whiskey sours, I say this all the time, is the Lincoln in town across the road from the National Gallery. Go get a whiskey sour. They're fucking delicious.
I really like a whiskey sour, and I love a porn star martini.
Oh, they're so good. I only started drinking them because of you.
Yeah, a porn star martini or passion fruit martini.
Delicious. Delicious. Beautiful. And not nutritious, but delicious.
No.
We already did that one. Oh, Tamara Penston said, if you could have any guest on the show, who would it be?
Who's the lady? The coroner lady?
Oh, Mary Cassidy?
I'd have Mary Cassidy on.
That's a good one. That's a good one. What's the name of that guy who wrote that book that I read recently?
The guy, the Northern Irish?
No. Fuck, what's his name? He wrote that book about that. Oh, hold on, I just have to get the name of the book. It's going to wreck my head.
A few moments later.
I really like that. So the name of the book is A Thread of Violence. Thread of Violence. And the author's name is Mark O'Connell. And if anybody knows Mark O'Connell, tell him about our podcast.
Yeah, tell him. And how professional we are.
Play that
for. Also,
He's also really attractive.
Oh, I remember showing him.
He's really attractive.
No, we can't come on now.
Sorry, Mark.
Yeah. Anyway, you've ruined it.
Fucked it. Maybe he might. Mark, we're very professional. If Mark came on, we'd be so professional.
I wouldn't. I don't know how to.
We would.
Even at work, I'm like, after about 20 minutes, I'm like, lads, this is not shite, isn't it?
Like, I just really want to get Mark O'Connell on our podcast. Someone, please, for the love of God, if you know him, DM him.
Tell him we love him.
Tell him to email us. Tell him to Instagram us. Something.
Yeah.
I really want to talk to him about the book because it's such a fucking good book. And you'd have to read it.
Give it to me.
I did give it to you, bollocks.
Do I have it?
Yes.
Where is
it? It's in your house. It's on your fucking nightstand. I keep giving you books.
No, you gave me the other book.
No, I gave you the Marco. I gave you the Thread of Violence one as well. I gave the Thread of Violence to you. I don't have it. I gave it to you.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to make Sarah read A Thread of Violence.
I'll just write
cliff notes for you and be like...
Could you just read it to me?
I'd read it to you.
But even that lately, because my ADD is fucking real bad, I'm like, no. Nope.
But yeah, if anybody knows Mark O'Connell, tell him I said he's a little ride and tell him to come on our show. He has children and a wife. I'm absolutely
joking. Ghost at the door.
The ghost at the door. There's somebody at the door. Thank you so much for your great question, Tamara. This is the one. Usheen Scully said, would you rather be deaf, okay, but visually sexualize everything, or blind and hear everything sexually?
I don't understand the question.
So, imagine you're deaf. This is very problematic. But you can only see everything sexually. So you can't hear anything sexual. So you can't hear noises. Or would you rather be deaf? No. Oh, what did I say?
Blind.
Would you rather be blind and hear everything sexual?
I'd rather be deaf.
Okay.
And see everything sexy sexual. Stuff. Because it doesn't take much to get me going.
Yeah, that's true.
And currently how I live my life is... Yeah, I'd do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd get it.
So you'd rather just be like, and then you just see everything sexually.
Yeah. And I'm a visual person.
I don't know. I'd rather be deaf and blind and no one ever touch me again. Like, that's honestly how I feel at the moment. Just don't look at me.
And I don't like, you know when, like, it's probably too much information. It definitely was not me and Graham. But before Graham, I had a partner who was like, let me blindfold you.
Nope.
And I was like, okay. And then I was like, please, no. I was like, and it, like, honestly, they were like touching my leg.
Yeah,
and I was like,
yeah, it is quite scary having like your sense of like being, both are terrible. Obviously being blind or deaf, it's very difficult. It's not terrible. I don't know what to say. All I mean is it comes with its difficulties.
Yes.
But like having your sight taken away, there's something really terrifying about that. Like, you know that scene, one of the scariest things I think ever is the scene in Silence of the Lambs where he turns off the light and has the
yes. fucking heat gun.
Bro,
yeah.
That scene fucks me up.
Yeah, yeah.
And whenever I'm thinking about things, I'm like, imagine that, and he's like there, and
yeah,
and then he's reaching out to touch her hair. No, so
I grabbed that man by the dick.
I'm glad she shot him.
Around.
I'm glad she shot him. Yeah. So I think for
spoiler
me,
spoiler alert, if you've ever seen yes,
that 35-year-old movie, I would rather. Oh, I would rather be deaf as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's like. Yeah, I think so.
The idea of like, because I. Yeah, no, just the idea of like not being able to hear,
see,
not being able to see around you.
What's happening? There's
what's
a
happening?
Fear in that, yeah. Which obviously people who have visual impairment don't feel that. That's
like, I have
life.
A friend whose mother
I'm so afraid
is
we're walking into something
sight,
now. Okay.
And she doesn't know when it's going to happen and there's no treatment for it. And how it came about is she just woke up and couldn't
that's
see properly.
Fucking terrifying.
And she knows now that there's like a ticking clock on her current vision. And right now her vision is like it's like macular degeneration.
Okay.
So her vision is like little holes.
It's a pinpricks.
Little tiny holes in places in her eyes where she can kind of see. And even the bit she can see through is like super like blurry. So she knows that she is just going to wake up and it's going to be gone. And just the idea of never seeing
again.
She's got grandkids, never seen them again.
Bro, I can't. It's just.
And she loves gardening and reading and like,
yeah, losing the
all
ability
of those things
to read would be so absolutely terrifying for me now, because when I was younger, if it happened when I was younger, I'm sure I could have learned Braille quite easily. But
this
we get
woman
to this
is,
age.
This one, like, the it's someone's mother and they're the same age as me. Their mother is not a young person. So the idea of being like living your entire life,
knowing all of that,
and then having to learn, but also having to learn an entire new way
of
living
course.
At such a late time in your life.
Like, as I know, even at I'm 40 next this month, and even at this age, I find it difficult to learn things now because you don't have the capacity you had when you were younger.
Huh?
You don't have the time. You don't have the patience.
No,
your attention span is not what it used to be. Scary. But Oisin, that was a very interesting question. Thank you for sending it. Una Bear said, when are you all coming up the north? Una, I'm not going to lie to you.
We're banned.
When we have a sovereign Ireland.
Yeah, we won't
give
be
us
up.
Back our six counties.
When you give us them back.
Give them back. The unification of Ireland 2024, according to Star Trek. When that happens, I will. Me and Sarah will be up to the north. With some tricolours on our back.
That was such a fucking Colin reference.
So when that happens, no, we're joking. Well, hopefully, as we said earlier, actually, we're going to try our best to come up to the north. I think a Belfast gig would actually be a really good crack.
Yeah, no,
I think it'd
too.
Be good crack.
I'd be really worried about the shit I'd say, but
don't say anything. Just shut the fuck up. Don't mention, don't. No references to the
you
IRA.
You have to protect me.
No references to the
I
IRA.
I need protection.
You get to shout out one up the rat at the start of the day, so that's gone.
I'm going to bring Johnny Little beyond the door for me.
But I think it would be really fun to do Belfast, actually. So, yeah, we'll try our best very, very soon. When Sarah's starting a new job and there's a lot of stuff going on, so I just don't want to put too much pressure on anybody. So when we sort all that out, we can't get into Belfast.
I'm game for going to Belfast.
Yes.
And hanging out with the ladies from Lady B Piercing.
Yes.
Like, big shout out.
We'll have a lovely time. Yeah, no, I love Belfast. Belfast is a fucking great city.
Mm-hmm.
So we will definitely come up, and there's a vintage store, a vintage furniture store that I really want to go to.
It's always fucking closed.
Always closed. I need to find out when that shit's open.
It's right beside the cathedral. It's
definitely run by millennials. Open Tuesday through Tuesday afternoon.
Anyway, that's like one vintage store. It's the one at the back of the fish on the river and in between the cathedral area.
Yeah, I really want to go there, and the furniture looks fucking cool as shit. So yeah, I really want to go there. Yes, Una, we will try our best. Which girl 26 said, do you ever listen back to old episodes of yourselves?
No.
I did. I listened back to some of our early episodes.
Why?
Because I was just like, one day I was like, I'll just listen back. And I got Google to play it, actually. And I just listened back to like the first one, the second one, the third one. Oh, we were so cute.
Were we?
Yeah, we were. We were really cute. Like, we didn't really know what we were doing. We were having fun. Like, we're still having fun, but you know that level of fun where you're like, there's no expectation on it. And we were so excited about, like, getting, like, 100 followers on Instagram. We were, you know, it was so, it was actually lovely to listen back to it. I think you should. I think it'll make you happy.
Aww.
Cases are horrendous. But, like.
Like, the second story I did.
Yeah, like, do you know what I mean?
A terrible story.
So it's like, we had fun. And also, we were getting to tell people about ourselves and about our friendship and about things that we had done.
Aww.
For the first time. And nobody had ever heard those stories before because it's only me and you, you know? So I really enjoyed it. I
like to go back and listen to the Disney story again.
It's the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. To this day, there's actually a question here and it's one of my fondest memories. Witch Girl, thank you very much. There's a question here from DCVORIH. I'm not sure how to pronounce that. It said, what is your fondest memory of your friendship and what is the funniest? The funniest for me... A lot of my funny things with Sarah are hindsight, because when they're happening, they're not funny. They're actually really terrible and everybody's scared. We don't know what's going to happen. Do we have insurance to get the fuck out of this country? Like, a lot of the time when they happen, it's like, it's not funny. And then you look back and you're like, that is the fucking funniest thing that's ever happened. Like,
yes.
But yeah, like, so some of the fondest memories, all our holidays are like the fondest memories.
One of my fondest memories of you... It's just one of my funniest memories, not my fondest, and it's so innocuous.
Was it?
But it's that time we were in New York, and I was like, oh, I don't feel well. We were staying in that Times Square hotel, and I wanted to kill myself.
You wanted to murder someone, yeah.
And you went into the bathroom, and I was sitting in the bedroom in my underpants and a t-shirt.
Yeah.
And it was freezing out.
Yes, I remember that.
And I was feeling super nauseous. So I opened the window... And I was like hanging out the window, and there was like a Novotel across the way. I could see in the, I could see what they were watching.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, she, because she's gonna be in there. Well, I might throw up. And then I was like, oh, very well. And you were like, okay, okay. And then you came out. You hurried.
Yeah.
Like what you were doing in the bathroom, and you came out, and I was eating Cheetos. Yeah. And you just went to me, fucking hell, Sarah Jane.
Sitting on the windowsill, about to vomit, eating a bag of Cheetos in her underwear.
And I just remember laughing so hard.
Like, you were so sick.
Dumb the situation was. I was like, oh.
Yeah, like, also that time when we were in New York and the ship clogged the toilet, and that poor the toilet. Like, stuff like that. It's always stuff where it's like, at the time, you're like, oh shit, what have we done?
Not the time we blocked it. And it wasn't me, so... I blocked the toilet and I did not realise I blocked it. And then I had a shower.
Yeah.
And I put like, I closed the toilet lid, did a poo, closed the toilet lid, flushed it, clearly didn't go down, and then completely came back up.
Yep.
Got in, had a shower, and then took the towels up off the thing and was like, oh. And then I was like, Emma, this toilet is blocked.
Yeah, fully blocked.
And you were like, what? And I was like, this toilet's blocked. And we were staying in this hotel. It was right after COVID and it had no reception.
No reception.
You had to do everything through the
app.
And they sent this man up. And this room, I was just sitting looking at the corner of the room, and Emma was sitting at the end of the bed, and I was like, I am going to die.
Yeah,
like, I cannot look at him.
He's just,
and then he was like in there breaking up my shit.
Yeah, like it was a log. Full log, like that thing came out. Yeah. And we were like, okay, thanks.
No, thanks very much. I can't ever stay here.
Like, I have so many. Like, the time when we were in New York and we went to that vintage market in the old bank. And then those two men were crunking in the corner.
Those two men were crunking?
Fully crunking in the corner.
But they were, it was like an old bank.
Yeah, it was an old bank.
And they were in behind the teller's window.
Yeah.
We were like, what the fuck is going on? And then he kept going to me. When you see her, you're like, wow, right? When you see, he's talking about Emma. And I was like, eating pumpkin pie. And I was like, the pie.
The pie.
And he was like, no, when you see her.
He kept saying it. And I went, this, like, it's delicious.
He's like, you see her and you're like, wow, wow. And he just kept repeating it to me. And I was like, oh! I was like, no.
Ugly bitch. This pie is delicious.
I was like, what's wrong with me?
But like, even like the cement stuff that's like, as I said, it's not funny at the time because I don't laugh because it's so scary. But like that time when I look back at that time in the hospital in Disneyland, I'm like, this is quite possibly the funniest thing that's ever happened to me. Like, the next day we were talking about it, I couldn't breathe. I was laughing so hard. Like,
honestly,
but at the time, I was like, do I have to get her home? Like, what's happening?
The time
we were on a plane and we were descending, and she projectile vomited into the back of a man's head. And I could just see like a piece of carrot. I was just staring at a piece of carrot on this man's ear, and I was like, these people are going on their honeymoon. I don't remember at the time. You're like, oh my god. But then afterwards,
oh my god, where?
Sorry.
And that bit, the funniest bit about that was the man trying to chat you up.
Oh yeah, that fucking yoke.
Oh my god. That,
and then
like,
he just got real racist real quick. Remember that?
Oh, no, because I don't remember anything.
Yeah, no, you were so ill. God,
I just remember
so
him
Ill.
Trying to chat you up and me being like, I can't actually do anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because once the plane started to drop, I was like, I immediately was like, I'm going to vomit. Yeah.
And then he ran away so quickly then when we got...
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I have to stop talking to you because I just put my hand on your back to make sure you're okay.
And I was like, just got up,
and he ran because I was like, she's going
to
vomit.
Yeah. And then the Ryanair people were like, we're going to have to call an ambulance because I could not get up. And I was like, call it. Like, literally, if they had a went, I would have to get a gun and shoot you in the head.
She would have agreed to
it. I was like, yeah, okay, thanks very much. It turned out I had a really bad inner ear infection.
Really bad inner infection. But yeah, like, I think all my fondest memories are like just us on our holidays together. And the funniest ones usually come from the fact that something really bad has happened, but it's happened in a very funny way.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like... And I think also, like, my fondest memories are just us, this is so lame, but just like us hanging out in your house. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
just,
I'm laughing.
We've had so many experiences together and so many things happen in our lives together as well, which is amazing.
Yeah.
You know, so we're very blessed. I will say that.
No, absolutely.
We are very, very blessed to kind of have a friendship.
Yeah, all of our stories are generally something terrible has happened and then it's like, oh, okay.
How do we fix this?
How do we fix And generally how we fix it is by laughing.
Yeah. All you can do.
Yeah.
Like, it's literally all you can do.
I mean, I think the first show in the Sugar Club probably is one of my fondest memories.
That was amazing.
Just sitting there with you and being like, what?
What is happening? Like, even the other night when we walked on stage, I was like, what is going on?
Yeah.
And these people are here to see us. Like, I know it's so ridiculous to say, because obviously they are. They pay money to look at us talking. Yeah. It's fucking baffling. And the amount of times before when we started this podcast, people were like, do a live show. And in my head I was like, no one's gonna.
Yeah.
Like, no part of me ever thought, that's why we didn't. I was like, no one's ever gonna come to this.
Yeah.
It's not gonna happen. Like, who the fuck? And then all of a sudden it's like you're selling out.
And I think people, someone sent us a message on Saturday and it was like a public message, and they were like, a big shout out to SJ and Emma and Collie. Like, their live show was like phenomenal. Like, sorry I missed it. Can't wait for the next one.
Yeah.
And I just wrote below saying, yeah, no, we're shocked too. People like us.
Honest to God, like.
And she was like, LOL. And I was like, no joke.
Actually, genuinely. Like, when we walked on stage the other night and how loud it was. And people are like...
I don't even remember how loud it was. I just hold your hand the whole time, usually. Yeah.
And then people, like, gave us a standing ovation at the end and stuff. Like, that's so fucking nice, man. Like, it just... It means a lot. And somebody asked at the live show, like, has our friendship gotten stronger because of the podcast? And I'm like, no, it's exactly the same. It's just that we get to have...
More experiences together
and do more things together and like have this kind of fun together that we didn't have previously because it's new fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's all the questions. That is all the questions. Sarah Jane Heffernan. Leggy.
Yay!
Actually, let me just make sure I'm not missing one. Da 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 da. No, that's all of them. I think I asked all of them. Trina said, which murder could you three totally see yourselves committing? Colin won't commit any murder. Don't even cry.
Colin is like really not good with confrontation.
Colin would not do anything of the sort. I think if someone said something mean to Craig, he would. If we were out and someone said something mean to Craig. No, I don't think he'd murder anybody. I remember before someone said something to his ex-boyfriend and he jumped on their back in Tampa Bar.
Oh. Remember? Maybe accidental murder.
And he was walking past, they were walking to the bank and somebody said something to his ex-boyfriend and he jumped on his back and was like, whoa.
Oh. Yeah, and so what were you like?
I wasn't there. I was told about it afterwards.
Okay.
I would murder.
Like, what way would you do it? Is that what the question is?
Sorry, did I? Maybe I read it incorrectly. I beg your pardon. Which murder could you three totally see yourselves committing? Murder. Oh man, I don't know. Poisoning. I think that'd be the only thing I could do.
I don't know about like maybe a crime.
Maybe crime. Maybe they meant crime, but it
like
said
which
murder.
Murder.
Yeah, like what? What type of murder?
Oh.
Maybe poison, because I feel like poison would just be like, sprinkle, sprinkle, leave.
I'd shoot somebody, not a bother.
Jesus, okay, Grant.
I would!
Between the eyes?
Like, I wouldn't even... Or a shiv in the neck.
A shiv and a twist?
Oh, there'd be no twist, it'd be like...
I love
just repeatedly, and then I just run away.
Shiv. I know it's not funny, but shivving does make me laugh.
Yeah, no, I do it scream all the time. We have a little joke in the house, I come up behind him and I...
Shivving is hilarious.
So... I know, like, I have a red mist.
Yeah.
Like, I have been known to...
Could you see yourself, like, reacting in a way that would be violent.
Yeah, if something happened to Lily, yeah.
Oh, God, I get that. People with their kids, yeah, man, yeah, I no, totally 100%. Get that.
Like, I once...
I would totally in, understand that.
Mamazon. I had a fight with somebody in Mamazon.
Were you like, I'm going to punch you in the face?
Was I like, I'm going to punch you in the face? I was like, you need to get out of this room because I can't even be held.
I can't control.
I was like, I'm telling you now, it's not premeditated. I won't be held responsible. I'll do 12 years. Like, get the fuck out. Like, I was like, I'm going to kill you.
I don't think I've ever been that.
Oh, yeah. And all it was angry. Is she kept, like, this person kept asking me the same question over and over again.
Yeah, that would do it.
And I was like, I already answered this.
That would do it, dude.
And then their, what they wanted was so... like none of their business.
Yeah,
it wasn't
yeah.
their job.
Oh, that's even worse.
And they were like inserting themselves into my job.
That's even worse.
And I was like, what? And there was somebody else in the room with me and they were like you need to leave because she is about
to murder you.
And I literally was like, I was on a call.
Stab a bitch.
I took off my headphones, I put them on the table, I closed down my laptop, and I was like, you, like, I started to scream at that person, like, I started to scream at her, and I was like, you need to get out. And then she asked me the question again. And I was like, I'm not going to tell you.
No,
I was like, I'm not going to tell you again. I was like, ask me that question one more time. I was.
Girl, get the
fuck
out.
Yeah, no, I have a real ability to, like, have a temper.
Loser.
So, and I know if I had a gun, I'd shoot somebody.
Well, there we go, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it here first. If it does happen, it's been recorded.
Yeah.
I just think poison.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't poison them because I think my thing about the poisoning is in court, I couldn't argue that I didn't plan it.
It's true. Poisoning is premeditated.
But now
usually.
This, the evidence of this fucking recorded episode.
Well, it's like I saw my lady bit. Do you want me to kill that guy?
Do you want me to kill that guy? But yeah, no, I have a real temper. Like that time I thought someone had broken into the house and went down and got a knife.
A knife, yeah.
Went downstairs, got a knife, came back up the stairs and opened the door like, ha!
The fear kind of leaves.
Oh, the fear completely goes and the like anger
kicks in.
Oh, and it's like, it is literally like, I can't see through it.
You're going to kill a bitch.
I'm going to fucking... And you.
God, maybe I would. I think if someone broke into the apartment. Well, I had someone break into my apartment before. And I was useless. I was absolutely useless. Thank fuck my ex was there. Because I was literally like, I didn't know what to do.
Yeah, you, like, I've seen things. I've never been with you. Because if I was with you, I'd be the one that'd be like, what? But you've been like, this happened. And I'd be like, what did you do? And you'd be like,
nothing.
I just stood there.
Yeah, like nothing. I'm terrified. Like I'm up, and then I immediately have to shit. That's usually happens. Like that time that those people raided my apartment incorrectly.
Yeah.
When they left.
Incorrectly.
Incorrectly. May I add, I did not have drugs in my apartment. They came in and I remember I didn't do anything. And I said to you and you were like, Emma, did you ask them if they had a warrant?
Yeah.
I said, come in. They left and I ruined my toilet. Like I destroyed my toilet. The second they left, I was like, I have to go shit. But like, yeah, stuff like that. It's like, I wouldn't know what to do. I remember I was telling somebody about that. My mother was like, shh, stop. Like I'd done something wrong.
Oh no.
I said, Kathleen, I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
They realised their mistake about 10 minutes into ransacking my bedroom and emptying all my antidepressants onto my bed. Then they realised their mistake. And because they were like, who lives here? And I was like, me. And they were like, does a man live here? And I was like, no. There's no man here.
There's no man here.
And they were like, who's your ex? I was like, my ex-boyfriend. So I was like, who's your ex-boyfriend? I told them. They were like, they went to me. No. I'm like, who are you looking for? Like, yeah, and then they just left. That was it. Never again. Never heard from them again. Yeah, so.
I would have been like, sorry.
Yeah, I know.
Someone needs to talk to me.
I just wished you were here. Like, it would have been amazing if you had been here.
Can you show me the paperwork?
Yeah, because he.
Can you give me the name of the person?
They just walked in and had an envelope and went like that and then walked into the apartment and I was like, didn't even give me the envelope, nothing. I was like, what the fuck? And there was about, I'm not joking, there was about 20 guards.
Yeah, and then when they were leaving and realised they were sick, like, yeah, this is mine now because you actually owe me money for the criminal damage you just caused to my house.
Like,
because I guarantee it was the wrong address.
It was the wrong address.
I guarantee.
And like, they were, I was so mad they came in, they were like trying to pick Hades up and stuff, and I just like grabbed Hades off them.
What are you trying to do to Hades?
Pick him up and play with him. I was like, get the fuck off my cat. You're barging into my apartment and ransacking my house. Get the fuck out of my house. Like, yeah, and then I just never heard anything.
Like that time when the guards dropped the fucking envelope over to mine.
Yeah, but it is. And like, I always laugh at my mum being like, hello, guard, hello. But I am like that with guards as well. Like, I am afraid of them. Like, I'm actually genuinely afraid of them.
I used to be much worse. I used to be much worse. Scream at them.
Like, aggro about us?
Aggro.
Fucking pigs.
You know if I got stopped at, like, a motor tax?
Would you be like, what the fuck?
I'd be like...
Can I help you?
No, I'd be like, do you think this is a good waste of your... Do you think this is a good use of your
time? Good use of your time and money?
This is a tax. You're checking to see if I've paid a tax.
Mm-hmm.
This should be digitized.
Yeah.
Why are you stopping me?
It really should be digitized.
It's so easy to digitize it.
Why don't they? Anyway.
Like.
Somebody from the guards told
us. But like, that's how it's done in the UK. The UK's digitalised. Yeah, there was a guard at the
Quirk show.
There was a guard at the Liberty Hall show.
Oh, there was, yeah. Fuck, I forgot about that. Hello, guards.
I've seen her. I met her after.
Hello, guardy.
Vanguarda. But yeah, like, and I'm sure guards feel the same about those, like, motor tax.
Of course they do. They're probably like, it's a fucking waste of time. Yeah, and I could be doing anything else right now.
I could be doing something that actually adds value. But I get that from my dad.
But it's not the fault of the guardie on the street. They didn't come up with this.
Oh, but I treat them as if it is their fault.
I know you do.
Like, I remember being stopped at the fucking Ballyfermot swim pool. And the guard was like, roll down the window there. And I rolled down the window. And I was like, are you checking me for tax and insurance? And he was like, yeah. I said, see all the junkies standing over in the corner. Someone just came over and...
You're not wrong. They're literally selling heroin.
Yeah, they're
2 feet from you.
Selling heroin.
They're selling class
agents. And you're asking me if I've got tax in my car when I'm on my way to work.
Yeah.
Oh, Graham was like, please, sir. Please, God. Please stop.
But it's true. Like, there's literally people handing each other heroin across the road. And you're over here asking me.
And the thing about Ballyfermot is, well, it's timed... at the like end of the month when people's taxes just expired.
Oh.
Because the other thing is they have a quota to me.
That's true. Yeah, they have a quota to fill.
Like,
yeah,
but it's a fucking tax. Why are you checking? Like, this is a revenue.
Revenue, yeah.
This is nothing to do with you.
Like, realistically, it should be digitised. You're absolutely right.
You're wasting... This is a waste of government resources.
You should just be able to scan someone's thing.
Yeah. Their
number plate and be like, you they have
tax. And then, as well, I've told the story before, but the time I was younger and the guards used to stop us and take shit off us.
Yeah, I remember one time when I was a guard, I was living on Quirk Street, he was coming over to me, and he was walking down where St. Patrick's Cathedral is, and he had a backpack on his back, and a guard car pulled up, the two guards got out of the car and made him empty his backpack onto the road, onto the footpath, and like shake it and check all the pockets. And he was like, what are you looking for? And they're like, we're just double checking, triple checking. What? Yeah. So stuff like that, I'm like, why? Yeah. Is that for the crack?
Like, I bought the little walkman for Richie and the guard took it off him. And we went to the police station to get it. The guard had it in his locker.
Of course. Not fucking surprised there at all.
And I think at that day, and for me in particular, because I remember my dad being like, get the sergeant.
Yeah.
Get the sergeant.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, these people, this is actually not great.
Yeah, because that's what they're meant to be there. They're protectors of the peace. That's who they fucking are.
Yeah. And my brother was like 9 and they took his walkman off him.
But, you know, areas like this are targeted very much so. But anyway, there's our social commentary about Angarda Síochána.
Social commentary.
Angarda Síochána, who can't get guards because they're paying them like tuppence to deal with fucking people murdering each other every 25 minutes.
See that man that murdered his dad?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Allegedly. I don't know.
Allegedly, we don't know.
Yeah. He's chopping him up. Like.
People love chopping up a body, don't they?
And then was like, the fuck dropping is wrong with
you?
All around.
Yeah. What's that? Do you think that's going to help you? How's it going to help you?
I don't know. Because
they're going to find you, motherfucker.
With DNA and... Like...
You're just literally like... It's the exact same as dumping the whole body.
Yeah.
They are going to find you. And now you've just had to chop loads of shit up.
Yeah.
Break bones. Oh, anyway. Sorry.
In that TV show, Mr. Smith, that scene where they... he's like... No.
Yeah, I would be the same. Yeah. I would not be able to do that. Have you got anything else?
No, thanks very much for listening to this
week's
episode.
Thank you, friends.
We'll be back as normal next week.
Colin is in a lot of pain with his back and he's going to edit this. So say well done to Colin.
Oh, well done. Colin actually needs a lot of love.
He needs a lot of love. He's in a lot of pain. He's got loads of... He showed me his little graph today with all his problems on his back. And he's very emotional about it.
He's got loads of problems.
Sarah doesn't give a fuck.
No.
Sarah is sick of men moaning about their health.
Yeah.
Had enough. But yeah, we'll be back next week.
We'll be back next week. Baby, come back.
Okay, we're going to go. Okay, thanks everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Sexy crime. Hey, hey. Sexy crime. Hey, hey. Hey, hey. Hey, hey. Hey, hey. Underhanded with all your bigotry. If you even look my way, I'll chop off your Mickey.
Sexy crime, 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 sexy crime